Refusing to condemn the deeds contrary to Dharma, I level varied criticisms against well-spoken words, dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception, mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. Okay, so refusing to condemn deeds contrary to Dharma. Okay, so, you know, we're doing, you know, destructive actions and refusing to identify them as destructive and correct our own negative behavior. Or if somebody who is in, you know, on our Dharma team is doing something that's not so good, you know, we don't identify it. And I'm not saying criticize the individual. You never criticize the individual. You always talk about the behavior. Individuals we can't comment on. Okay, we don't know somebody's level of realization. We don't know their motivations. We can't comment on an individual. And nobody is inherently evil. Everybody has Buddha potential. But all we talk about is the behavior. Okay? We say that a behavior doesn't follow the general prescriptions found in the Buddha Dharma. Okay? So, instead of you know, kind of doing that, and kind of making things clear for ourselves, we level varied criticism against the well-spoken words. So, you know, the teachings of really good masters, now we pick at them, we criticize them, we say that teachers don't know what they're talking about, or their interpretation's all wrong, or they've got it all screwed up. I mean, we make ourselves into the expert, and, you know, yeah, let's criticize, you know, we can criticize this school, we can criticize that school, you know, every other school is wrong except mine. Okay, and even within my own school, you know, that book is wrong and that book is wrong, and you know, my book is the right one. His Holiness talked about that once during the teachings. You know, because just within Buddhism, there's so many different schools and so many different views, and it's like, you know, let's say you're a monk. I don't think the nuns would do this. The nuns don't have much power. But the monks, you know, you're a monk in a certain Kamsan. A Kamsan is like a house within the monastery. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, the Theravada and, you know, the Chan people, you know, their doctrine is not as good as our Tibetan doctrine. And then within the Tibetan, well, you know, the Sakyas and the Nyingmas and the Kargyus, their doctrine is not as good, as pure as our Gelu doctrine. And then among, you know, the three major, you know, Gelu monasteries, Sera, Ganden, and Drepung, well, you know, the monks at Ganden and Drepung, they don't have the correct views. We at Sera are the best ones. And then within Sera, there's two colleges. Oh, well, you know, the Sera May monks, their manuals are wrong. The Sera J has the right view. And then among the Kamsan, the houses in within Sera J, oh, well, all these other Kamsan, you know, the monks there, they don't know what's really going on. Our Kamsan is the right one. And within our Kamsan, it just so happens that nobody else really understands the Dharma well, and it's basically my views that are the right ones. And His Holiness was teasing. I mean, he was talking about this in one of the big public teachings, you know, kind of made all the monks laugh. Okay. So we level varied criticisms against the well-spoken words. Dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception. Mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. 89. Failing to regard objects of disgrace as sources of shame, I perversely hold what are objects of honor as a source of shame. Dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception. Mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. So failing to regard objects of disgrace as a source of shame. So this is similar to the previous one. You know, negative actions, harmful actions, duplicitous behavior, failing to regard that, you know, which is actually something disgraceful, especially being a Dharma practitioner, failing to see that as a source of shame. And here by shame, you know, they don't mean shame like we mean. There's a few different meanings of shame even in the West. It doesn't mean shame like, you know, you're a worthless person and you were born stupid. Not that kind of sense of shame. But shame as, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. In other words, you have more integrity than that and you're not acting according to your whole potential. Okay, so this is what shame means here. Okay, so instead of seeing negative behaviors, you know, which are objects of disgrace as a source of shame, you know, knowing that we can do better. Instead, we perversely hold what are objects of honor as a source of shame. Okay? So certain virtuous actions, we feel embarrassed by them. Yeah? We feel, sometimes we want to hide our virtuous actions because we're afraid that other people are going to criticize us. Okay? So for example, you go on retreat, and next week you go back into the office and somebody says, where'd you go on your holiday? And you don't want to say, I did meditation retreat, because you're afraid that that person's going to criticize you or make fun of you. So you feel kind of embarrassed about what you did, you know, and you begin to doubt, well, was this really such a good thing to do, to go on a meditation retreat? You know, so then you don't say anything to them. Or you say, well, yeah, I went on this meditation retreat, but, well, yeah, you know, next year I'm going to go to Hawaii, you know. So we kind of feel embarrassed by things that are virtuous. Yeah? Or, you know, maybe we make an offering to some charity, you know, help build a hospital or a school or something like that. And somebody says, oh, what did you do with your Christmas bonus? And you feel like, oh, they're going to think I'm weird if I say that I, you know, gave it to a charity, you know, instead of going out for a big holiday or throwing a party or something. So we kind of apologize for our virtuous actions. And I'm not talking about just being unpretentious and humble and keeping things hidden. I'm talking about this feeling of embarrassment that we sometimes have, even though what we did is something honorable. We feel embarrassed about it because we're afraid that other people might criticize us for it. Or, you know, other times, other, you know, things that people do that are quite virtuous, we criticize them for it. You know, for example, if somebody rich wants to ordain, you say, oh, you're rich, why are you ordaining? You know, you shouldn't do that. You don't want to give up your prosperity. Better stay as a householder. Yeah? Or a young person ordains, and you say, oh, well, why are you doing that? You could have a good career and a family life. Yeah? Or somebody who's good-looking ordains, and you say, oh, why are you doing that? It's so funny. I like to tell this story. When I first got ordained, or maybe it was just before I got ordained, I was going down to Dharamsala, to the bazaar, to get some cloth for robes. And, you know, I'm certainly not beauty queen. But, you know, anybody who's young is attractive, isn't it? You know, from the viewpoint of, you know, once you're 40, you're 50, anybody who's young is good looking. yeah. So I was going to buy robes, and the shopkeeper, an Indian man, looked at me and said, oh, but you're so pretty, it's such a waste if you ordain. You know, so that's not the kind of thing we should be saying, you know, to people who want to do something virtuous. You know, you shouldn't discourage them and say, oh, it's a waste of your great talent and energy and your potential. Okay, so dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception, mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. Failing to do anything that is worthy to do, I perform only those deeds that are despicable. dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception. Mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. You get to this thing, and it's like, Dharma Rakshita, can you give me a break? I mean, he's really hammering it in, isn't he? But it's true, you know, failing to do anything that is worthwhile to do. I mean, we spend our time, we waste it here, we waste it there, we talk about this, we talk about that. We meddle in politics in the office, we, you know, pollute the environment, we, you know, represent one cause, but in our daily life we act exactly opposite to that cause. You know, we're, you know, advocating an equal society, but, you know, meanwhile we live in Beverly Hills, and, you know, I mean, all these kinds of things. I perform only those deeds that are despicable, you know. So we campaign against something, but we do our own unethical actions. And it's really fascinating, you know, sometimes when you hear people's stories and you hear about people's lives. I mean, like, who was that, one of the born-again Christian guys who was actually, you know, sleeping with young boys and having this, who was that that was doing that? It wasn't very long ago, you know, a few years ago. You know, kind of being, you know, advocating, you know, homosexuality is bad and negative, and then meanwhile he's having this whole little ring of young boys. And was that Jim Baker? You know, or somebody, you know, proclaiming against, you know, we've got to clean up all the corruption, and then meanwhile they're siphoning off money. Or, you know, it's very interesting sometimes to see what people get into. Yeah, you know, people who maybe they're doing, you know, their career is all about drug, intervention with people who are substance abusers, but meanwhile they're going home and they have a drug problem. Yeah, so it's quite interesting how you find this kind of thing. You know, doctors who are writing prescriptions for their own drug abuse. So, yeah, I'm not trying to make you lose faith in anybody, everybody in society, but, you know, because the object of this verse is not to point out everybody else's fault. The object of the verse is to make sure that we don't do that, you know. Because if we start pointing out everybody else's faults, we're doing exactly what this verse says about failing to do anything that is worthwhile. Okay, so you see, we're caught. We can't just focus on what everybody else is doing. We've got to look at ourselves. Okay, so dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception. Mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self.